This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn. I'm Lee Chui Lin. If academic performance were all that mattered, we would be living in a dull world indeed, and one that would be ignoring talented individuals who do not fit neat traditional measures of success. One such individual, Shazwan, is launching his debut album this week after 10 years of work, and here is a brief sample.
Belum pernah berakhir walau di saat akhir ku rebah ku kuat dan zahir biar beratus kali disentak dengan bulu yang perit takkan ku berganjak sewaktu ku di muka pengadilan ku hilang pedoman di mana rakan di mana perempuan ku tetap hunuskan kejujuran tak ku hentikan pemulihan mata yang memandang tak terasa bebannya bahu ini yang memikul segala dosa tak ku hiraukan.
He's here today to discuss the process that got him here and is accompanied by two people who have supported him along the way, mentor and producer Yogi B and Puan Sri Tidiampi K. Pagan of the Yayasan Rajamuda Selangor. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's start off with a brief introduction then. Shazwan, what interested you in hip-hop?
The culture itself actually what makes me feel attracted by it, actually. The cultures of the hip-hop or the elements that we are having in the hip-hop culture itself.
Did you ever think that you would become somebody who was actually an artist in hip-hop or as opposed to just a fan?
Basically, I just love the culture itself. I love the music, but I didn't even realize that actually I'm quite okay and I'm quite a bit having a talent to be the, you know, the main guy, the rapper. Yeah.
What was the inspiration for the album?
Basically, my own
life,
the journey of my own life when I was in juvie. Yes. Sorry.
Yogi, perhaps you could tell us, what was your role as the album's producer?
I was invited by Yayasan Rajamuda Selangor, by Puan Sri, to give a talk in one of the activities. It's called Self-Discovery Workshop. And this happened 10 years ago. And the Self-Discovery Workshop was aimed at getting youth together to be given some kind of direction in their life. So while I was giving the talk, Puan Sri told me that this boy who is jumping around, this feisty little, jittery little thing, is Shazwan, and gave me a brief history of about his background. So when I went to the talk, I was just shocked that this many youth are off kilter. They are, you know, they are really in trouble. They're lost. And Shazwan showed a lot of enthusiasm, overly enthusiastic about rapping. So Puan Sri came to me and said, Yogi, I want to give him an ultimatum. I'm going to tell him that if you pass SPM, then we'll consider you, you know, in a program where Yogi B will be a mentor. And then we'll see where we can take it. I think from there, Puan Sri has to tell.
Which leads me quite neatly to my next question, actually, which is, Puan Sri, how did the Yayasan get involved with or take an interest in Shazwan?
Basically, we have two programs, two large programs. One is called the Talent for the World, which Shazwan is now one of the Talent for the World. And the other is Self-Discovery Workshop for Young Adults. What we try and do is to get schools to give us students who are likely to fail their Form 5. And although they're not academically inclined, they are very clever in skills. And we wanted them to recognize skill sets. So we took them away for a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this was sponsored by banks, actually. Our first bank was CIMB, and then we had RHB sponsoring these programs. And what we do is we take them away. We have good facilitators. We do work. We do team building workshops, and just get them interested in telling them it doesn't matter. You don't have to be an office boy. You don't have to work in a supermarket. But just look at what skill you have. So invariably, from there, we have trained more than 1,200 kids into motor mechanics, landscaping, beautician, chefs, hospitality industry. Name it. And they have done all that. So what we do is we take these people, and frankly, some of them after a 1 year program do earn more than a graduate. It's quite amazing, actually, the kind of opportunities that are available for these skills.
That was something that I wanted to explore a little more of because, you know, reading about the work that the Yayasan does, there's also a focus on helping with financial planning classes and so on. How important is it to have that component, you know, aside from just skill sets and career?
We're already planning that for Shazwan because, you know, in the music industry, your album either makes or breaks. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So he needs, we've already been thinking about now how do we see that he makes a livelihood out of this. So that's already in discussion. Now, previously, we had a girl who became a beautician and she wanted to set up a beauty parlor. And we sponsored it. Actually, it's very good to sponsor girls because they never fault on their payment. It's quite amusing, actually, to think. And she never did. And she's so successful. So, you know, she's a lady, a young lady with no husband and children, and she's successful. And we teach them. So we get people who are clever at financial planning and teach them, okay, how do you get these business off the ground?
Yeah. Based on what you've observed, how does a lack of resources then impact one's education and then their life and job opportunities?
See, it is not even a lack of resources. It's purely a lack of interest in learning something. Okay, possibly when they are in school, I don't think our schools are so wonderfully catered for children who are not academically inclined. So what happens is these kids get lost. And sometimes during their, because they are poor or because they are economically challenged, what happens is they go to the supermarkets and get part-time jobs. So when they get 700 ringgit, at that moment of time, when you're a student, 700 ringgit looks a lot of money. But when you're an adult and you go into the work world, 1,000 ringgit is no big deal.
Not when you have rental.
Not when you have rentals and everything else to pay. But then by then they're lost. They don't know what to do. So that's where we take them at Form 5. And we encourage them to come. And I tell you, there is a great demand. And we have some amazingly clever kids who have passed. We have a chef now. We sent him to a diploma course. He's now in France doing a three-month chef job. And we will most probably launch him next year. For talent for the world. So, you know, there are opportunities like that.
And there are success stories.
In fact, all our kids are success stories because I don't think there's even one kid who has gone off the rails after graduating from the ISN, from some of the schools that we've sent them.
Shazwan, what were your schooling experiences like? Were you, you know, one of the kids that Puansri is describing, somebody who just, you know, wasn't that interested in the traditional school system?
Basically, it's not that I'm not interested, but actually it's just because of the environment itself. When I was in teenage, I'm not saying education is much more important to me. I'll say I really love to go to school because I want to meet friends, not to study or, you know, to reading the books and all stuff. So the thing is, if I always hoping if our education system could be much more interesting for these days, for the youth, will be much more better for the youth for these days, because of what I felt before is it's not there. I mean the
emotion. Boring.
Yeah, it's boring. It's boring for me, you know, because maybe the teacher itself, maybe it's the systems, maybe it's the syllabus. I'm not sure what is it because I'm not that you know, I'm not into it. But to be honest, what I felt is a bit distracted of the systems itself. So that's why I get distracted.
He did get derailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did get derailed. But then the important thing that the ISN, this is a good story for us because we are looking at a young man who actually went off the rails and got into trouble with the police and yet got himself back and worked his butt out to do the things that he's doing now. And, you know, he's married, he's got a kid. He's doing amazing work. And all these songs were created by him and the music too. So that's talent for you.
Thank you, Puansri.
His turning point was when Puansri told him, gave him the ultimatum, of passing SPM. Poncho, if you wanted to add
to that. Because I told him, if you just pass your SPM, because when he came in August for the course, he was supposed to fail his SPM. So I said, I just want you to pass your SPM, and he got 4 A's. That is from August to October.
The power of an ultimatum.
The power of an ultimatum,
In the Talent for the World program, how are the best and most talented candidates selected?
Oh, we do have experts. I must say Shazwan was an exception. You know, we didn't have other musicians who vied for it. It was just that it was a moment of where he was one of those who was really disadvantaged because he did have a bad, very bad start. And because he was a menace at the workshop, that I was drawn to him because he was so clever. And when he rapped in English. And I thought if a kid who went off the rails could do so well and rap in English, and I thought this is a good story. And, you know, we need to give him a chance. So we didn't go through the normal talent choices that we make. We get experts, we put the kids through, and then we choose.
Yogi, what interested you in becoming a mentor? I mean, you mentioned how Puan Sri reached out to you, but being a mentor is not an easy thing, you know. It's an ongoing relationship. What interested you in the process?
As a hip hopper, as an artist, I take my music and my musicology, which is my ideology, very seriously. As like one of the pioneers of hip-hop music in Malaysia, I have always strived to instill Malaysian values in my music. So I could see the trend for music in the message that has been instilled in the hit songs, in the chart toppers, just derailing the psychology of our youth. So it is not something that I want to do sanctimoniously. It is just something that, you know, that we all have to be conscious of what we feed the youth, you know, by music and by movies. So I've always been, since younger days, engaged in social activities. So when I had an opportunity to go and talk to the youth, I said, okay, I want to talk to youth who are in the dark world, the underworld, you know, the ones that are not going to be, you know, in school, the ones that will be selling dope, and in gangs. So, it was an eye opener to me, because there is a whole world which is aptly titled underworld, you know, that's beneath us, you know, that's very powerful, very dangerous. So, I always wanted to go and reach out to the kids, you know, who just needed a nudge, you know, in someone to tell them, you know, somebody, some organization to tell them that, hey, look here, you don't go down the road. It is hell. Come, let me be there for you. Show them some love. Show them some care. And say, you know, you've got so much of talent, you know. And they're in a very dark, depressed, really... very, very, how shall I say, morbid, sordid world, you know. So I wanted to reach out like that. I'm a kampung boy, you know. I'm today from a very humble beginning. So there are a lot of good people who helped me. So I'm in turn doing my part.
I'm speaking today with Shazwan, who's launching his debut album this week, and hip-hop producer and artist Yogi B, as well as Puan Sri Tidi Ampike Pagan, board member of the Yayasan Raja Muda Selangor. And we are discussing Shazwan's life and album and the process by which the Yayasan and Yogi B have helped to get him here. Up next, we continue the conversation and wind the clock back to your schooling experiences and, you know, what landed you in trouble in the first place. Today, you are listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Today I have in the studio with me Shazwan, hip-hop artist, Yogi B, hip-hop producer and artist, and Puan Sri Ampike Pagan, who's representing Yayasan Raja Muda Selangor. And we are discussing Shazwan's debut album this week. And both Puan Sri and Yogi have kind of made reference to the fact that you had a little bit of difficulty in your past. And I just wanted to talk a bit about that, because you mentioned that as you grew into high school, you began bullying other students. What caused that?
It's because of when I was in Form 1, I was sent by my family to the boarding school. So, masa tu, I selalu dibully actually. Selalu sangat dibully, because it's boarding schools, right? So, normally the junior confirm gonna bully by the senior. So after I become a senior, then I just verify.
That's your turn to bully.
It's my time. I'm not gonna waste my time. I'm gonna use whatever that you're gonna use before. So basically, it's because of the atmospheres, the environment itself. Whatever I did when I was in
Juvana,
or even in the school, in the secondary school, semuanya is because of what I nampak, I terbuat, I terrekod. It's because of the environment itself. It's because of the atmospheres itself. So, but I don't put a blame on that particular factors. Mm-hmm. Actually, yang salah is my willpower. I'm not strong enough. So, at first the environment tu tak dapat dikawal. So, me myself yang buatkan diri I terikut cara orang lain and bully the other person. Because before that I feel insecure a bit. I felt a bit like macam oh. Orang bully aku, tak apa. One day or later, I'm gonna revenge it.
Once I get into senior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You also described your discovery that you were adopted as being very hard for you to accept. Could you take us through how you felt at the time?
It was very hard for me. I mean, anyone else yang luar sana, all the listeners who actually felt the same thing, it's very hard for me to accept it. It's because of cara I tahu pun is a bit shock, because when I was a kid, I'm a bit naughty. So what I do is actually I always geledah my father punya almari and briefcase, because looking for money. So maybe it's God's will lah. Tuhan nak tunjuk I found something else, which is my surat beranak. I'm having two surat beranak. So I was like, why I'm having two kind of surat beranak? I mean, why I'm having different names? Why I'm having different father's name? So on that particular night, on that particular day, I makan dinner having with the family. So the family asked me to ambil certain lauk lah. And then I said, okay, I will help you, uncle. I will help you, auntie. I use that terms. No more mom and dad. No more ibu and abah. It's because of I dah rasa macam I'm not in that family anymore. So when I got to know more about it, itu yang buatkan I lagi jauh from my family, buatkan I lagi jauh dalam dunia yang tak sepatutnya. Because I felt like I dah tahu all the history, because my real mom and my real dad, they don't want me. They buang I kat tepi longkang. So it's very hard for me to accept it. But I'm special, that's what I can say.
That's
emotional,
good.
Man.
You came out triumphant after tragedy.
Yeah.
So
And as you know, you mentioned how you're moving further and further away from your family and into a whole other world. What circumstances led to you getting arrested?
Don't go hardcore, just tell them a little bit.
Yeah, it's not all the details.
Not all the details. Basically, let me see the... okay. Okay. Normal case lah, maybe gangsterism, and then about dope, drugs, a bit,
illegal substances,
illegal stuff, wrongly activities, and especially because you have to understand, juvenile in Malaysia they call it in Malay they call it pusat pemulihan akhlak. So this place is not totally all about crime. It's about to bersihkan balik akhlak kita, ourself. It doesn't mean that you are not doing crime, but you are good. Sometimes there is a few percent out there that they don't even do any crimes at all, but maybe akhlak dia rosak. So this kind of place, ada juga parents lain and bawa anak dia duduk situ bagi dia orang rasa for one whole year, just because of to change the attitude of the boy itself. What I did is a lot, but It's very dark. My world that time is very dark. Sangat gelap. I tak boleh nak tarik tangan siapa-siapa. I tak boleh minta tolong tangan siapa-siapa. Because of salah I sendiri. Because I'm the one who actually put myself in. So all those wrongly activities tu, dia sangat hardcore lah actually. To explain in the radio station live some more. So
maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
To be fair to Sazwan, he actually did realize. This realization is so important for someone so young. But to realize and tell his mother, I need to go to the police station. You need to take me to the police station. That is big. That's awesome. Because no kid who has gone down that road has that kind of perception that, okay, it's enough. I think I'm going down. And for his mom to realize and take him away, that's really, really the saving grace. I think somebody up there liked him very much because he needed to be saved.
That was actually something I was very curious about. You know, what made you come to that point of realization of thinking, I need to help myself?
I rasa diri I seorang saja dalam dunia. No one's going to help me. At that particular time, no friends actually yang nak kawan dengan I. They all run away from me. Teenage life, biasalah, the girlfriend, right? So even the girlfriend's family, they said, don't have any relationship with my daughter because you're not going to be anyone and you're not going to be somebody. You're not going to berjaya pun dalam hidup. So those kind of things. And second, because of I dapat tahu yang kalau lagi jauh I pergi, I'll become like my real father. So what I know about my real father, bila I dah tahu tu, baru I macam, oh, okay, then I'll become like him. If I become like him, then that's it. That's the end of it. I'm not going to be accepted by the community itself. Yeah. So I'm just worried if, let's say, I'm going to stay alone. I'm going to, you know, I don't have a family. I don't have a relative. Because at the moment pun, the relative can't accept me. Actually, the adopted family, they can't even accept me. It is because of the all the cases that I've made. So they said it's very hard for them to accept me. So those kind of things actually yang buatkan I start to realize and wake up, and I said, oh, no more of this.
You got scared.
Yeah, I got scared. That is the important is. Itu benda paling penting yang sebenar-benarnya betul. I sangat takut. Takut sangat.
Yeah.
Considering how dark your experiences became, how did you begin translating them into songs?
Basically, I start to tulis lyric when I was in juvie. Because actually dalam dekat juvie kita tak ada activity.
Okay.
The only activity is talking and changing information about how we're going to, oh, macam mana nak buka kereta, macam mana nak buka motor. So that's only. So I decided I don't want to learn new things, especially bad things. I don't want to learn. So what I did is actually I asked my warden a piece of paper and pen. So start from there, I start to keluarkan perasaan I, but I tak nak orang tahu. So that's the only way lah. Then from there itself, I start to write lyrics and everything. So when bila I fikir panjang, I fikir I want one day or later the youth or even my son boleh baca balik apa yang I tulis, and it will reveal everything. It will shows everything, pengalaman yang I dah rasa. So I'm hoping that bila dorang baca, it won't be they don't take that kind of roads lah anymore.
Yogi, what potential did you see in Shazwan as a rapper?
When he first started out, he was just like any other amateur kid that wants to rap. And he was not babbling. He had good sense of timing. But what shone, really shined in his talent was he wrote real experiences in life, you know. And that's what hip-hop is about. The history of hip-hop is all rooted into gangsterism. Afrika Bambaataa, one of the founders, he was in a gang called Black Spades, and he just realized, like how Shazwan came to a crossroad, that violence is all around him and death is just engulfing him. So he said, I want to project my energy in a creative way, and then he took to music. Now that is the cornerstone, that is the foundation of hip hop. So when he started out, his lyrics was in crux about that, about his pain, his struggle, and his strife, and his dream to succeed. That is hip hop music, not what you hear, what you see, what today in hip-hop music is about. You know, it is taken a distortion that's beyond appreciation. But that is what told me that, okay, this is something real. Because I at a point was just really getting fed up of mainstream music. I just thought, okay, let's do something real. Because that's the soul of music. So I saw that. And for the past 10 years, he has honed his skills. His BM, his lyrics in Bahasa Melayu is exceptional. And it stands to me, in my opinion, one of the best in the industry. And he speaks of things that that others may just concoct in their imagination, but in his real life, when he speaks about strife and police and pain and getting arrested, it's real, and his pain is real. So that is what really attracted to me to his music and his skill. And all the music that you hear in this album, which will be released next week, he wrote himself. All the lyrics are by himself. He programmed everything by himself. And in this 10 years, I trained him as a mentor to be a producer, digital music production, how you record, how you do rap music compositions and all that. So he is today an accomplished music producer. He's done 8 songs. And he's just become from a diamond in the rough to something that's shining.
Puan Sri, I mean, with so much focus being put nowadays on just managing to survive in the modern world, does sometimes, you know, this notion of wanting to become an artist, like somebody in hip-hop, have to take a back seat? And what role does the Yayasan play in trying to make sure that people's dreams can continue?
No, we don't put a stop to any kind of talent. In fact, our first show, we had 3 artists. We had a potter, we had a sculptor and an artist, and they're now in Taiwan and Japan, and they're globetrotting. And those boys, if you look at them, you would never think that they had any talent. And the sculptor was a very, very quiet guy who wouldn't say 2 words, but he did some amazing work. And similarly, our next target, of course, was Shazwan, and that's music. So we've got a chef online. So we will look at any talent, for that matter. If there is a singer who has a beautiful voice and no one has ever looked at that person, we most probably find a musician who may be mentor, who may mentor the person, and why not? You know, the idea basically is it doesn't matter what talent. We would even look at someone who does carpentry, you know, because that heritage is going, carpentry and silverware work, jewelry work. If anyone is interested in that, why not? You know, because there are enough people who would really be mentors and who would do that. So there is no hard and fast rule who we choose.
Coming back to the album launch, when is it taking place and what can we expect?
It's on Thursday, 27th of August. We're doing it at Hard Rock Cafe in Concord in Kuala Lumpur. And the Sultan of Selangor's daughter, Tunku Zatasha, she will be coming. And our Raja Muda Selangor, he has taken the trouble to fly out of London from his school and to come for the show. And it's going to be really fun.
Wonderful. What do you each have as your next project? Perhaps it's too soon to ask since the album's just launching this week. But what's next?
For Shazwan?
For everybody.
Oh, Puan Sri, please.
Well, we've got a chef, as I told you before. He's now in. And then now from the chef, we'll now have to choose someone who has talent. And with this coming out, now there will be a lot of people who will be interested. And then, of course, they will come and say, look, I've got this talent. Would you consider? So we are always, always looking for talent. And that goes without saying. So we are also going to have our workshop, the self-discovery workshops for young adults. We'll be having that hopefully in September or October, just before school closes. And then we will get some talent out of that. Who knows? We might get somebody really very dynamic. So that's our plan.
For Shazwan, I think after this album, probably we are focusing on him becoming the next role model, like how I was for him, mentor. Now he'll become a role model. One thing that to note, Lynn, whenever we talk to youth, right, the youth will be like in their mind voice, like, you know, you don't know my pain, you don't know what I've gone through, but he will become a role model to all those of his past self, and he will be very effective in reaching out to the youth.
We did every over the years, every workshop, the self-discovery workshop that we've had, he has come back and he has talked to the students. And so we get a lot of students who finish their Form 5, who fail, and come to the Yayasan and organize themselves and do whatever programs that they want to do.
Yeah. Make use of what they have.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, yes, exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
As for me, I'll be coming out with my album, Mantra Hood. The single will be out by end of this year. Album will be out early next year.
Okay, maybe we'll have you back then as well.
Please have me back. I'm a fan of BFM. And just to note that Puansri is your own Uma's mother.
Yes.
So, you know,
it's a very recognizable name.
So just note that.
And finally, we're going to sign off today with your single, Shazwan. Perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear.
The single, Titipan Bandua Muda, is totally a journey of delinquent.
Juvenile delinquent.
Yeah, juvenile delinquent, which is, I wrote it based on the experience that I got from the juvenile detentions and after the period of hukuman.
Yeah.
Punishment.
Okay. So those stories is actually yang paling susah is after the punishment, after the after I'm out from the detention center. So basically the song is all about telling the world that how pain is a juvenile delinquent. Even I'm just titipan banduan muda, even though I'm just a banduan muda, but there is a real banduan outside there. If I dah rasa macam ni, so maknanya orang yang di luar sana tu banduan, the real banduan, is akan lagi,
it'll be worse,
be worse for that. So I would like to share the experience to the, you know, to the world, to the Malaysia especially.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you all very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, BFM.
I've been speaking with Shazwan, Yogi B, and Puansri Ampikepagan. We've been talking about Shazwan's journey as well as the launch of his debut album this week. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.